This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Carol A. Slack, C-A-R-O-L, middle initial A-S-L-A-C-K, date of birth 10-13-1954, date of appointment 11-26-2025, requesting physician Kathleen Kondo, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N-K-O-N-D-O-N-P. Dear Kathleen Kondo, I have the pleasure of seeing Carol Slack today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease for the last 12 years. She was seen in the movement disorder clinic in Albany Medical Center. In March 2025, she was added to GoCovri, G-O-C-O-V-R-I. And after that, she developed shortness of breath, constipation, sleeping problem, then the GoCovri was stopped and her symptoms decreased. For Parkinson's disease, she's taking Sinamet 25/100, 12 tablets per day. She is also taking alprazolam 0.25 milligram daily for anxiety. Her Parkinson's symptoms are shaking of the both hands, left more than the right, stiffness of the body, difficulty walking due to right hip problem, little bit swallowing problem, and shortness of breath. She's not sleeping well. Past medical history, anxiety, Parkinson's disease. Hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, sleeping problem, depression, past surgical history, right shoulder, arthroscopic surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, alprazolam 0.025 milligram daily. Actually, alprazolam 0.25 milligram daily, Sinamet 25/100, one tablet 12 times daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widowed, lives with a daughter, have three children. Family history, mother deceased, cancer of the uterus, father deceased due to alcohol problem, three brothers, one deceased, cancer of the lung, other deceased, alcohol problem, third brother is alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the journal. Skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen short, pulse on present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, rigidity present, resting tremors of the both hands present, dyskinetic movement also present, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexive 204, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, anxiety. Number 3, depression. Number 4, memory loss. Number 5, headache. Number 6, dizziness. Number 7, backache. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Sinemet 25 over 100, 1 PO 12 times daily. I would like to start clonazepam 0.25 milligram daily at night. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.